Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The WTOP traffic.
Thanks, Mary. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
The warm weather pattern starts today. Temperatures on their way into the 80s this afternoon. A few clouds out there this morning. We're in the 50s and we'll start to climb quickly with that sunshine. Mostly sunny for the afternoon. Just a few passing clouds and potentially a shower over the higher terrain. Lows tonight into the 60s and warm again for your Monday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
We have 54 degrees in Tysons and 54 degrees in Waldorf.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Lynn Bowie, and coming up, a man is dead after a stabbing outside Audi Field.
Student protesters demand GW reverse action taken against 7 activists. I'm Dick Iuliano.
A pair of shootings in the district leaves one person dead.
A local bougie bodega closes its doors in D.C. This is Kyle Cooper.
A new survey finds a high percentage of parents are lonely. I'm Jenny Glick.
Thanks for joining us on this Sunday morning. It is 7 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. This will be another day of cleanup in and near Omaha, Nebraska after this weekend's tornadoes. Stacy Rose just lost her home there.
This was our forever home. We've moved twice in the last 2 years, and we were supposed to be done. And we came home, and there was no home to really come to.
Dozens of tornadoes have been reported in several states. The devastation is heavy. For example, officials report 180 homes lost in Minden, Iowa, population 600. Today's heavy weather is expected to stretch from Texas to Michigan. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Norman, Oklahoma.
The dangerous outbreak isn't over. States across the heartland are bracing for another round of tornadoes, high winds, and hail as communities struggle to clean up.
2020s, looking a lot like the 1960s. Back then, student protests were against the Vietnam War. Now, it's Gaza. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
At Northeastern University in Boston Saturday, more than 100 demonstrators were arrested. In Indiana, state troopers in riot gear arrested dozens of protesters who ignored orders to take down tents. And in Los Angeles Saturday night, the University of Southern California closed its campus to anyone but residents after protesters returned to the school. The LAPD issued a tactical alert.
This weekend has also seen more large protests in Israel demanding the government get the hostages home. Hamas has released video of 2 men it's been holding. The BBC's Anna Foster is in Tel Aviv.
Omri Moran's father was actually already on the list of confirmed speakers for this event tonight. When he got up on the stage, he talked about the moment. He said he was sitting having coffee with someone and talking about his grandchildren when the man that he was talking to held his phone and said, look, they've released a video of Omri as the crowd were gathered here tonight. They showed that video in full. It's not something that normally happens. And you see the 2 men looking very malnourished, obviously speaking under duress, sending messages to their families and urging the Israeli government to come to some sort of arrangement, some sort of deal to try and achieve their release.
Harvey Weinstein's lawyer says the one-time movie mogul has been hospitalized for a series of tests in New York after his 2020 rape conviction was overturned. Insiders call it the nerd prom. The rest of us call it the White House correspondents' dinner. President Biden has poked fun at himself and his opponent.
Of course, the 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man. Running against a 6-year-old.
In a social media post, Donald Trump calls his monologue an absolute disaster. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It is 7:03 a.m. Sunday morning, April 28. We have 55 degrees as we work our way into a summer-like afternoon. Good morning. I'm Michael Toscano, and now to the top local stories we are following for you this morning. A man is dead after a stabbing outside Audi Field. D.C. police responded about 6:30, and when they arrived, they found a man with several stab wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital where he later died. A suspect is in custody. The incident happened about an hour before last night's D.C. United Major League Soccer game against the Seattle Sounders. It did not affect the kickoff time at Audi Field, and the team is said to be working with investigators. Pro-Palestinian student protesters are continuing camping out on the grounds of George Washington University. WTOP's Dick Uliano reports the students want GW to drop charges against seven students.
Rafi Al-Havashi, a student protest spokesman and GW junior, says George Washington must drop its case against seven students suspended from school and barred from university grounds.
We demand that students who are facing disciplinary actions for their activism work have those charges dropped immediately.
GW says it suspended several student protesters it accuses of violating university policies and trespassing.
These are egregious reactions to what we're doing.
Students say those suspended are being treated unfairly. Georgetown PhD student Samir Saeed points out the demonstration has been peaceful.
This is not a violent protest as some of the media has been trying to frame protesters here.
Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
There was a brief lockdown at American University last night after students said they saw a man brandishing a weapon. It happened around 6 at Nebraska Avenue and Ward Circle shortly after police arrested a suspect. D.C. police detectives also have their hands full after a pair of shootings, one of them deadly. The first happened around 11:30 Friday night along Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle after an inside dispute spilled outside. Investigators say at least 6 people were hurt. 5 of them were hospitalized but are expected to be okay. Police identify the suspect as 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. A weapon was recovered at the scene. Less than 3 hours later, officers responded to a second shooting at a restaurant on U Street in Northwest. 43-year-old Kenneth Goines of Salisbury, Maryland, had been shot several times and killed inside the restaurant. Police are looking for 2 suspects in that incident. 7:06 now at WTOP. After 3 years of offering more upscale items in their neighborhood, Foxtrot has shut down in D.C.
All 6 stores in the D.C. area and the rest of the company's stores in Chicago and Dallas shut down Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager of the Georgetown store.
It's still really tough for me to accept that a decision like this could be made that would affect so many people without a fair warning. It's really tough.
The stores offering imported wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats were popular around here. The company said in a statement it explored many ways to stay open but couldn't find a viable option. The company has about 1,000 employees across the country. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
D.C. is cracking down on drivers who pass stopped school buses. WTOP Scott Gelman tells us the city is using cameras now to catch cars that don't stop.
Initially, 25 of the city's over 600 school buses will have stop arm cameras. Starting Monday, drivers who pass a school bus with its stop signs activated will get a warning.
It's really difficult to capture violators if you're relying on MPD to happen to be there when it happens.
Sharon Kirschbaum is acting director of D.C.'s Department of Transportation.
When a vehicle passes a school bus that has stopped and the stop arm is extended and the lights are flashing, we capture a video of the vehicle.
2 people will then review the video before a ticket is issued. After 45 days, drivers who are caught passing a stopped bus will get a $500 fine.
We're really enthusiastic about the impact it's going to have for our school buses and our vulnerable riders on those buses.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
And coming up on WTOP, spending on luxury items during inflation. Money news is ahead, as is traffic and weather in just 30 seconds.
She's a powerful princess who plays by her own rules. Can a prince crack the code and win her heart? Washington National Opera presents A Turandot for Our Times with a new world premiere ending from Christopher Tin and Susan Soonhee Stanton. With color, pageantry, spectacle, and the world-famous Nessun Dorma aria. There's a reason why Puccini's Turandot reigns at the top of the opera canon. May 11th through 25th in the Opera House. Tickets at kennedy-center.org.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
It's 7:08. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's wish Mary DePompa good morning over there in the WTOP Traffic Center. We will get back to the traffic in just a moment as we first will listen to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
We're done with highs in the 60s for now, highs in the 80s starting today. And that continues through most of the week as these temperatures stay warm, high pressure building in. Now, the heat will peak tomorrow, a temperature around 90 degrees. It will be a drier type of heat, so don't have to worry about heat index values. But still, with the first round of warm temperatures this time of year, you'll want to use those heat precautions outside with lots of water, shade, and even sunscreen. Our UV index still level 8 this time of year. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
And we have 55 degrees at DuPont Circle, 52 in Germantown, 56 degrees in Annandale. Let's go back to the WTOP Traffic Center. Mary, that was my fault, not yours.
No worries, Michael. Happy Sunday. We'll get through it all. We're going to start out traveling in Virginia. We had two back-to-back crashes on Interstate 95. If you head southbound off of the Beltway and on your way toward the Franconia Road 644 exit, that's where the crash is blocking a right lane involving a truck. Units on scene, you are going to hit the brakes getting down toward there. And I'm seeing a lot of fog. Listener also checked in on 270 heading into Frederick with lots of fog. Be sure to have that extra stopping distance when that occurs. Back in Virginia, heading south, the second accident southbound on 95 is after the Route 1 Woodbridge exit. It is along the right side now. Your travel lanes are open. As you come around that curve, stay out of the right lane. No big delays, and you're good to go from here all the way to Fredericksburg. New crash in Fairfax is on the Fairfax County Parkway. It is both ways near Popeshead Road. Watch for responders. And the big story out of Old Town Alexandria, the PNC Parkway Classics. They closed the George Washington Parkway between Alexandria and Old Town. Those closures are going into effect soon. The WTOP Newsroom, furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable, never looks so good. Mary DePompa, WTOP Traffic.
55 degrees outside of the WTOP studios in Friendship Heights. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Andrew O'Day.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. It's been a great post-pandemic run for the luxury business.
Usually the luxury market grows around 3, 4%. We have seen three consecutive years of 7%.
Rashid Mohammed Rashid is chairman of luxury fashion house Valentino. So what about this year? 7%?
This year started with an expectation that the luxury markets will grow between 2 to 4%. My personal feeling, it will be flat.
So what happened? A tipping point in inflation.
Anything that is luxury and exclusive, almost double in price in the last few years.
Luxury shoppers typically are made up of two kinds of people. The rich, who don't have to worry about inflation, but also the so-called aspirational, people in the middle and upper middle classes who are curtailing spending. They still want luxury, just not so much luxury stuff.
We have seen a significant shift in spending from goods to experience. Travelers are spending more on hospitality, on restaurants, on different aspects of entertainment.
Memories over merchandise. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Andrew O'Day on WTOP.
And coming up on WTOP, what might the replacement for the downed Key Bridge look like? It's 7:12.
Hey, Verizon customers, want the best in-home Wi-Fi? X marks the spot. It's never been a better time to switch. Get Xfinity GigSpeed Internet for the lowest price ever, with unlimited data included. So you can stream, shop, chat, game, and work on all your devices all at the same time. Now through May 14th, new customers can get Xfinity Gig Internet for only $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add one line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited. For savings more than $800 over Verizon in your first year, X marks the spot. Switch to fast, reliable Xfinity Internet and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Gig Internet and one Xfinity Mobile Unlimited line versus Verizon Fios Gig Internet and one welcome plan line. After promo, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Reduced speeds up to 30 gigabits of usage per line. Data thresholds may vary.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Coming up, rebuilding credit scores in Prince George's County. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
New Jersey, we got a lot of wow to go around all year round. Loop-de-loop wows. Face-to-face with a hippo wows. Catch of the day wows. And catching a wave wows. It's one wow after another here, any time of year. Find your wow at visitnj.org. New Jersey, little state, lot of wow.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
Good morning. It's quarter after 7 now. Members of the Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial for the 6 road workers who were killed in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Mourners gathered at the memorial Friday evening to remind the public that even as cleanup efforts proceed right on schedule and traffic is beginning to resume through the Port of Baltimore, 2 victims are still missing. The workers were immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. They were filling potholes on the bridge in the early morning hours of March 26 when that container ship lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns. Every day, those crews working to clear the scene of the bridge collapse keep in mind that they are also working on a scene where those lives were lost. But there are plans for the future, and they do include a new bridge. WTOP's Kate Ryan talked to the administrator at the Port of Baltimore on what that might look like.
Jonathan Daniels, the executive director of the Maryland Port Administration, says it's not just about how the new Key Bridge would look, but how it would function, including taking into account the size of the ships that come into the Port of Baltimore. The original Key Bridge was built long before the massive container ships of today became standard.
Department of Transportation right now is working on what that ultimately means. Is it a width issue? Is it a height issue? But ultimately, all of that plays into a cost issue as well. If you go higher and the spans begin to move out a little bit, what are the environmental considerations and what are the cost considerations associated with that?
Tuesday, Governor Wes Moore said in a news conference that the state will move aggressively, but that there are no details yet on what the design will look like. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
It can certainly keep you busy, but can you be busy raising a kid or two and be lonely? WTOP's Jenny Click has an answer.
2/3 of parents polled by Ohio State University reported experiencing isolation and loneliness. 62% reported feeling burned out, and close to 80% said they would like more connections with other parents. Researcher Kate Gollig tells the NBC Today show,
parents that identify as having burnout often are also identified as being very lonely.
How to counteract loneliness? Experts suggest trying to find other parents to connect with at school, online, or in parenting groups based around activities you enjoy. And it's okay to come clean if you're having a rough day. Jenny Glick, WTOP News.
A quick look now at the top stories we're following this morning at WTOP. Campus protests against Israeli actions in the war in Gaza continue across the nation and here in our area. In the war, Hamas says it is reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire. Egypt, meanwhile, has beefed up efforts to broker a deal to end the war and stave off a planned Israeli ground offensive into the southern city of Rafah. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Mary DePapa is in the WTOP Traffic Center. Morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning, Michael. And we're going to start in Virginia. It's been our sore spot so far this morning. Not a lot of sore spots, let's preface. Things are still moving well, light volume Sunday morning. If you have places to go and things to do, people to see, we can have better news for you. But if you're on Interstate 95, leaving the Beltway, heads up towards 644. crash blocks the right lane, involves a tractor trailer. We've got units on scene, a little bit of a delay to get there. That's your breakaway. Now ahead, we had another crash that was south in Woodbridge or just after the Route 1 exit. That one has officially cleared, so no other incidents currently reported ahead. Good to go all the way to Fredericksburg. Easy Pass Express will point in the northbound direction on a Sunday morning if need be. We had a crash investigation on 29 in the battlefields of Manassas, and that we did get the all clear. Fairfax County Parkway, both ways near Popeshead Road, you were watching for responders to the wreck and first reported to be northbound. So between Popeshead Road and Braddock Road, be prepared for any flashing lights and anybody heading toward that scene. To the district we go. Everything's moving pretty well on your Anacostia crossings, Potomac crossings, freeway, bridges, tunnels. So we will move out. Suitland Parkway heading outbound. The earlier fire activity, that was gone passing Silver Hill Road. The only note on the Maryland side currently is 97. We have the work scheduled again today running south near Benfield Boulevard. Haven't seen anything yet, but it would be the standard single left lane getting by. The George Washington Parkway closures will begin here soon between Old Town and Mount Vernon, maybe as we speak, so all crossing roadways to get toward the parkway from Old Town and all the way through Mount Vernon will close to facilitate the PNC Parkway Classic. And this traffic report was being brought to you by Lowe's, their best savings in store and online today. You can visit Lowe's.com, because Lowe's knows spring and Lowe's knows savings. The best savings of the Spring Fest deals. Mary DePompa, WTOP Traffic.
And let's find out just exactly what kind of a Sunday it's going to be from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking a warm Sunday forecast. Temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon with mostly sunny skies, a southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Humidity levels are low, so don't expect heat index values. It'll be more comfortable outside with the drier air. Temperatures tonight will fall into the 60s, and tomorrow forecasting near 90 degrees for that high temperature. Still dew point staying in the 50s, so it won't be too humid out there tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny skies as well for your Monday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
It's 55 degrees over at DuPont Circle, 53 in Germantown, and 56 degrees in Annandale. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, a foundation is awarding much-needed money to local organizations. More news in 60 seconds.
At Kaiser Permanente, we know that employees who spend time serving the community are more productive during the time they spend in the office. Nearly 90% of respondents to a survey about volunteerism in the corporate environment said that companies that sponsor volunteer activities offer a better overall working environment than those that do not. And more than 70% felt volunteering activities increased morale and overall well-being. April is National Volunteer Month, and we're sharing tips to get your company started at kp.org/leadboldly/WTOP.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh, yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is WTOP News.
Good morning. I'm Michael Toscano. Thanks so much for being with us. One person is dead after an early Saturday morning crash in Montgomery County. Montgomery County officers saw a Dodge sedan speed through the intersection of Rockville Pike and Rollins Avenue. That was about 2:30 a.m. They followed and then came across a two-car accident involving the Dodge and a Honda. The driver of the Honda, a woman, was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in the Dodge was injured and taken to a hospital. The male driver of the Dodge tried to run away from the crash, but he was picked up by police. The investigation continues, and Montgomery County police are asking anybody with information to contact them. Inside Nova reports the Community Foundation for Northern Virginia has awarded over $800,000 to 49 local organizations. The funding comes from the foundation's 2024 Community Investment Funds, Environment Fund, and the Ross Roberts Fund for the Arts. These grants are awarded on a competitive basis, and they're supported by charitable endowments managed by the Community Foundation. The goal is to address current and emerging needs in the region. The priorities include promoting social and economic mobility, advancing racial justice and equity, supporting inclusive systems of economic growth, and strengthening community resilience. For a list of the organizations, go to InsideNova.com. Additional charges are pending after a crash in Manassas turns fatal. More from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
Police in Prince William County continue to investigate an accident the afternoon of April 15th. This at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads. Authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. At the time, both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with critical injuries. A dog in that car was killed. The passenger, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died Friday. The Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor for the Buick driver. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
A University of Virginia transplant surgeon and one of his living organ donors are talking about the benefits of organ donations.
Christopher Rucker of suburban Charlottesville said a friend's recent Facebook post indicating the need for a kidney prompted him to take action. His surgeon, Dr. Sean Peltier of UVA, told reporters the process to become a volunteer, get screened, and go through the surgery only takes a few months, and this humanitarian gesture is often a lifesaver.
Brilliant in that we have more than 100,000 people on the waiting list. The kidney waiting lists are by far the longest.
In Rucker's case, everything worked perfectly. Kidneys are not the only living organs that can be donated. Sections of a person's lung, liver, pancreas, and intestine are also eligible. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Here's Frank Hanrahan.
If recent memory serves correct, the Washington Commanders drafts have not been the greatest in recent years, but let's see if the 2024 draft class proves to be a big turning point for the franchise. They hope it will be, with quarterback Jaden Daniels taken on Thursday with the number 2 overall selection. NFL draft rounded out on Saturday with the 7th round selection of Javonte Jean-Baptiste from Notre Dame by the Commanders, edge rusher in the